K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Here we are, mate. Podcast 75, Strive and Strive. That is what we're doing. And it's set to be an absolute ripper.
Yeah, look, let's ignore the bingo call this week. Let's let that slide through. What we won't slide through is the fact that we are nearly done for the year.
Yeah, well, depending on where you're listening and how far through the order of the podcast, if you are up to date, it's nearly Christmas. Now, what I thought might be nice is just to give a bit of a shout out to the people that are listening to us right around the world, mate. There are a lot of people.
Yeah.
People listening in Jamaica.
Oh, you're not doing the bloody analytics.
Well, I'm just looking at some of the analytics.
If you don't listen to the radio show, this obviously, the podcast is off a radio show.
Yep.
And on the weekends, on a certain break, you like to bring in the analytics.
Like to brush across it. 1.3% of our listenerships come from Jamaica.
Well, thank you, Jamaica.
While we're on the thank yous, South Africa.
Are we just doing thank you?
Oh, well, little hello.
Thank you, South Africa.
Hey, Vancouver, if we want to go real direct with the cities.
What's the go there in Vancouver? Cold at the moment? I picture it always snowing.
Yeah, I can't imagine it ever being warm. British Columbia they are in, and current temp in Vancouver this time of year, Christmas time, 12 degrees.
Yeah.
Sounds
fun.
Celsius. And just wet and cold. Yeah. Wet and cold.
Well, look, anyway, we've got lots to get through on the podcast. We could spend all day thanking people. I'm sure we'll thank Australians, New Zealanders will probably watch it as well, listen to it.
Very strong listenership here in Australia. I would have thought so. Thank you, Australia.
Hey, into the podcast today, my dog runs away a lot, and we thought that there's something wrong with what I'm doing, but maybe my dog isn't as bad after one puppy went on the adventure of a lifetime.
And also we'll be talking about why size really doesn't matter, Ben.
Yes!
Of course, I'm talking about maybe a fight, two people fighting.
Oh.
And one was bigger than the other.
Damn it.
We'll get into that in the podcast. Enjoy! Mate, you and I, we've been in Geelong our entire lives, born and bred.
Yeah, you're very homebound to Highton.
Mm.
You're a homebody.
3216.
I've done a little bit. I've done
a bit of moving.
Clifton Springs. I've done Corio. I've lived in Norlane. I've lived in Geelong West.
Geelong West, Pakenham Street.
I've lived in Herne Hill. And now in Armstrong Creek.
You're all over the place, aren't you?
I've literally lived in every pocket of Geelong.
You've just done a little taster of everywhere.
And love it all.
And it's so good.
La, 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 love
everywhere
it all.
Is great.
It sounded like a really bad infomercial.
Everywhere is great. Come to Geelong. But there was something that I saw and I thought, maybe Geelong's not for me anymore. Maybe I need to spread my wings.
Mate, it's the other way around.
And leave the nest.
I'm telling you now, it's not that Geelong's not right for you. Geelong doesn't want you.
Geelong wants to get rid of me.
Happy to pass it on.
Hawaii has announced an offer for free round-trip tickets to Honolulu for people to work remotely and also that are willing to dedicate some of their time to help contribute towards the community. So it's a free trip to Hawaii. You spend time there.
Yeah.
You work remotely. And then you volunteer some time to help out the community.
So, sorry, what are you going to do remotely?
Well,
you don't have a job.
Well, that's... Yeah, I know.
And we're not doing this over Zoom again.
Well, that's what I wanted to pitch to you.
So, no.
So the program is called Movers and Shuckers.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'll be the mover
and
you'll be doing the shuckering from back here.
I can't do the panel.
No, I know. But what I'm thinking is I can be in Hawaii living it up.
Right.
We could both go because 50 people can do the program.
So who's in here pushing the buttons, making sure we go to air? Because I have a really, really strong feeling that some sicko will be like, yeah, boys, yeah, you're going to air. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're definitely going to air. Okay, yeah, we'll put our time into the radio show and then we'll contact family going, hey, how come you guys haven't been on the radio?
I don't know.
Nah, they said that we were on.
Look, that's a future problem that we can worry about first.
True, yeah.
I just want to get the nitty-gritties out of the way. So we go to Hawaii. There's 50 people that can go, which is amazing.
Hey, K-Rock, just if you're listening, all the honchos.
Yeah.
Think about my priorities there. I'm not prepared to go to a free trip to Hawaii because I'm concerned about us not being on air. I bleed for this company. Honestly, I am an absolute company man.
Whereas me, on the other hand,
when am I leaving?
Yeah, I want to go.
You're getting an animal very shortly.
Now, pet insurance. Do you have it with Harry or not?
Yeah, of course we do.
You don't do? Oh, yeah. Good, good, good. Yeah, just checking.
I love my dog because he just doesn't need anything. I think in the last maybe year, I've taken him to the vet a couple of times because he got kennel cough.
Oh.
Which is a cold for dogs, really. Yep. And in that process of getting him treated for that, they noticed that his teeth weren't great in the back.
Yeah.
So they pulled a couple of teeth.
Brilliant.
But over the time I've had him for over 10 years, and it hasn't caused me an issue.
And he's so well trained as well. I was over the other night and I was like, let's see what this dog can do.
To be fair, he listens to me more than anyone else.
But it shouldn't matter.
I know. Isn't that weird?
He sat and then I was like,
he can sit and shake hands.
He can't drop. He can't roll over.
But why would you want to? He's not a little trick pony for you, mate.
Wow.
He's living his life.
He can do the
essential. Where if you want to treat your dog like a little charade and a little show for everybody, go right ahead. But I love my dog. He'll live the way he wants to.
Can sit on command and he's 6 weeks old. Wags.
Yeah, my dog can sit on the one knock on him is that Jeezy loves to run away.
He's a runner.
And I don't know why.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because he obviously doesn't like living with you. The door opens and bang.
Because I've fostered a relationship with him where he can do whatever he likes. Mm. So because he has this independence, he wants to get out and see the world.
Yeah, okay.
That's essentially what it is.
I don't think that's the case.
The reality of it is, if a front door's left open or a garage is open, he's out the door.
Which is so weird.
My neighbours, bless them, have returned my dog so many times because they just know it's him.
Yeah.
So, thank you for that. But what I will say is that maybe he's not as bad as I think. A one-year-old dog named Speck. Now, he lives in Yass. Have you heard of Yass? It's a very rural...
Rural in Victoria?
Mm.
Yeah.
New South Wales.
New South, that's it.
300 kilometres away. So what happened was they'd gotten out, and this is quite the story. The dog had gotten out from the property. They dug a hole under the fence and then pinned it.
What sort of dog?
Not exactly
like
sure.
It'd be like a farm dog, like a Border Collie or a Labrador or something.
Not a Labrador, kind of. It's a 1 year old, so I can't really tell. It's a cattle dog.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah.
But so hanging out, maybe not too far from home. What happened was a lady that was traveling through Yass saw the dog without a collar, picked it up, put it in the car, said, "Let's go, mate."
Oh.
Drove to Sydney.
To return it?
No. Just had her with it on the travels.
Oh, stole it.
The only reason it was, and I don't think her intention was to steal the dog. She just saw a dog in the middle of nowhere because Yass is very rural.
Yeah.
The police noticed the dog was left in the car in Sydney on Elizabeth Street.
Oh.
Asked the owner about it. She explained the story. They then chipped it, found the dog was in Yass, and the owners were called. 300 kilometres away.
Oh.
So they've now got to go and pick up the dog.
Do you reckon the owner's like, yes, yes, yes?
Oh, my God. No, they weren't. They were like, we're not picking it up. You have it.
Benny, I've never been a fighter. I wouldn't know how to fight. And arguably, you're not a fighter either.
Well, we've fought once, you and I killed you.
We wrestled.
Who won?
You won,
yep,
convincingly.
That's it.
But
that's
the
it.
Thing is, if someone said, all right, put some boxing gloves on, get in a ring and spar, I would say you would be better than me, but I still think we'd be fish out of water.
But it doesn't matter. Like, I'm still better than you.
No, I know. Okay.
So if there was a competition on Earth to find the world's worst fighter, you're a chance to get that title.
Yeah,
I'm not.
No, but I'm just
saying. Because you've never won a fight.
But we're both.
Your sisters used to beat you up.
Yeah, they did. I grew up with two older sisters.
You literally haven't won a fight.
Ever.
And I'd back your girlfriend to beat you as well.
But the thing is, I think it's just
you
a very...
You have an angry bone in your body.
It's a very daunting task stepping inside a ring. And I can't imagine what it would be like if someone was bigger than you with a bigger, like, arm reach.
Can you imagine the conversation? Like, let's say, for example, there's extraterrestrial life, like aliens came to the Earth and we're explaining our human culture to them.
Yeah.
And we said to them, there's a sport called boxing.
Yeah.
Where you voluntarily put yourself in a ring.
Yeah.
Where the other person wants to kill you.
Yeah. Really?
What?
Well, how's this? Over in Russia, there was an MMA fight. And there was a professional MMA fighter, Darina Matazuka. She's 63 kilos, and she took on a YouTuber, Gregory Kichakovic, who was 239 kilos.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you would think that is four times the size. So, man versus female.
Yeah.
The female was the professional MMA fighter, and the guy who was over 230 kilos.
Never fought before.
Never fought before, but is just enormous.
A big dude.
Massive. It is a recipe for disaster. Who do you reckon is going to win?
Well, the pace.
He's got the bigger arm reach.
Yeah, but the pace advantage for her. Like, she, it'd be hard for him to get a hold of her. Like, I'll play along. I think he won.
Okay. Well, don't play along. What do you think?
I think she won.
Yes. Originally, though, his tactic was just to bear hug her.
Yeah, and get her to ground.
Yeah, try and get her to ground. Yeah. And if you've got a 230-odd kilo guy on top of you.
Yeah, it's hard.
Get off,
guy,
please.
Guy or girl. 230 kilos is still the same, mate.
It's not good. Anyway, the initial bear hug, that was his tactic. Anyway.
He's a big boy.
Mate, 239 kilos. He's enormous.
He's a big boy.
The referee ended up breaking up the bear hug after a couple of minutes. She landed a well-timed right hand, which dropped him to the ground. Mm. She jumped on top and just threw haymaker after haymaker into him, and he was done. She beat him.
Sucker.
Isn't that unbelievable?
And, like, look, let's be honest. MMA fighters, they're very professional. So, good on him for giving it a go. But she was always winning that fight.
Yeah, but
you go, girl.
Why put yourself? Why put yourself in that situation?
Oh, it's. I mean, you watched it.
Yeah, but it is an awkward thing to watch.
Why?
A guy that big moving around.
Oh, how's the photo afterwards? They've literally got a photo where she's got her foot on top of him, like, I've defeated him.
I've defeated the beast.
Oh, it's not a level on Pokemon. Like, God,
I won. I beat the beast. Benny, we've spoken briefly before about police officers. We love what they do, especially this time of year. Mm. A few more break-ins, you find.
Whoa.
No, you do, because around Christmas time, people are away.
Jesus.
Which is one of the reasons I'm actually thinking of putting in a bit of surveillance.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say, it's one of the reasons why I'm thinking of getting into burglary. It's so bloody easy this time.
No, I was thinking of just getting a couple of cameras set up around the house.
I have a friend that... their parents have put it in around the house.
Yeah. And it's not as uncommon as what you think. I've been talking to a few people and they've been suggesting a couple of brands and what works well.
I guess for you can do that. I have a lot of faith and trust in my community. Armstrong Creek is a beautiful place.
Oh, as is Highton. I love Highton.
Why are you putting cameras in then?
I just don't think there's any harm in having a camera or two.
Because it's not a gated community, is what you're saying.
Well, actually, mate, we can't all be in Armstrong Creek.
We can't all be in Highton, mate. There's a bloody lot more expensive houses in Highton, I'll tell you right now.
Anyway, I just thought it might be just a nice touch.
Can I hear you on talking about properties?
Oh, the property guy.
Yeah. I hear you on another station.
And see, look, the thing is with cameras, it'll catch suspects and just sort of the unusual things that happen around the neighbourhood, which is probably what this home should have done in California. Police in California were responding to a report of a suspicious burglary in action. So two police officers from the Richmond Police Department, they set out and they sort of knocked on the door. They heard a bit of commotion and they thought, oh no, they're mentally preparing themselves for worst case scenario, a burglary happening as they're going in.
Yeah, how scary.
They kick down the door. And what they find...
This is the police, hands up.
Yeah, wait, what's going on?
Wouldn't have thought so. Shoot first, ask questions later.
What they found is rather than, humans robbing the place, there were 12 raccoons really just having a physical altercation and getting right into the thick of things.
When you say a physical altercation, you don't mean altercation, do you?
Well, that's what they've got. That's what they've written down.
As in, like,
one dozen raccoons in a physical altercation.
As in, they're getting it on.
I've got no idea. 12 raccoons.
Or they're just fighting around.
I think they're just wrestling.
Okay.
Having a bit of wrestle.
Yeah, that's what we call it.
They're just having a bit of wrestle. When challenged by the police officers, all but one fled westbound.
Hang on, what? When challenged by police officers.
This is what the
put your hands up.
What are they? I guess raccoons are going to be scared of two police officers with guns and pepper spray.
It'd be the light. It'd be the blinding lights.
Yeah. Yeah, the blinding lights, the torches.
Like, yeah, but like The raccoons aren't going to be... It's not like the raccoons all got together and go, the cops are here, the cops are here.
Let's run.
That didn't happen.
What did they do? They were challenged. They fled westbound. They all left minus one. One was sort of startled, but, you know, they eventually scared the last one away from the scenes. No arrests were made, which was nice for the break-in, but who's left to clean up the mess?
The homeowner.
Surely that sucks.
They've got the house just torn upside down and also the front door's kicked in.
Do the raccoons make the smell with their backsides?
The raccoons?
The raccoons?
Raccoons?
Do they make the smell?
No, like they're skunks, mate.
They're skunks. Oh, well, it could have been worse then. Imagine a skunk getting up in your business.
So, okay, are you going to invest in the home cameras? Is that where you're going
to go? I'm just saying it would be handy to know if I've got a dozen...
Raccoons?
A dozen raccoons having a physical altercation.
Stop saying raccoons.
Whatever they are. Cameras, they're a must. Well, congratulations if you've made it this far in the podcast. We know sometimes it can be a fair effort to get through what we talk about. So if you've made it here, thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, mate. And before we run away, we do need to wrap this show with a nice little bow. Let's do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
I wonder, my Thought of the Week comes around Christmas.
Very topical, very good.
I want to know when it became a thing or it was allowed. So this is my thinking. So if it's a birthday,
yep.
The common practice is you give a birthday present.
Correct.
For those that you're close enough with. Like, yep. You know, I have many friends that I don't buy birthday presents for. I just wish them a birthday. But if you're close enough with them, there's a stock standard I'm getting you a present. I buy my family presents on their birthday, and my partner, obviously.
I get a present, which is nice.
You get a present.
Yep.
But with Christmas, there's really no right or wrong. You don't have to buy for anyone. And I want to know, when did that become a thing? Because you're getting into the Kris Kringle issue.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you only buy for one of a group of people. When did that become a thing?
We buy for that many people. Yeah. Like, it is crazy. Like, we've got kids, nieces, nephews. Like, the amount of stuff that we buy, it's...
But there will be a point in your life that you go, I'm not buying for them.
They hit 18.
You won't buy for your niece her whole lot.
Yeah, well, I think presents stop when they're 18. Do they?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. When did that... Because their presents won't stop when their birthdays. Like, you'll still get her a birthday present.
Yeah, true.
But
true.
Christmas presents...
I'm trying to think
there's a certain point where you just go, nah, I'm
not. Nah, you're too old now. Yeah.
My grandparents are great because they just don't.
Yeah, cash is good. Yeah.
Cash is king.
Cash is king.
Anyway, if you know how that works, drop us a line.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure people are going to message us on that. Hey, make sure you like and subscribe. Go back, listen to our other podcasts because they don't hang around for too long.
No, they don't.
But they're hanging around a little bit longer.
Yeah, absolutely.
See you guys.
Bye.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.